Parshas Noach, second week of our Nisoyon that Parshas was going through. Shabbos is the time to refresh an extra chizuk, try to give a little bit practical advice. Says that Noach was Ish Tzadik. The Medrash says that he was a tzadik. He's called a tzadik. He's the only one explicitly written in the Torah as a tzadik because he took care of all the animals when he was in the teva. A person who is focused on taking care of others is a tzaddik. We see also that he did it in good spirit, because it says that Ach Noach, which Rashi brings of Chazal, it says he groaned one time that he delayed food for the lion and the lion attacked him. But other than that, he wasn't Ach Noach. Other rabbi was happy, doing the right thing. So we are preparing for Shabbos Kodesh, which we know Shabbos is a special type of Shmira, like we say, Yufroiso Leinu Sukkah Shalimecho Sukkah Sholom. There's a special protection of peace on Shabbos, but the Chazal say that it works only in as much as we have a shaitis to that. We have to realize that we're preparing now for a special day, which we will be Mietzashem Yismechu B'malchuso Yishrem Shabbos. We'll be happy by the fact that we are Hashem's chosen nation, and we're making a Suda special in honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, special tefillahs in honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zemiras and Shabbos, having that exalted feeling that we are his special chosen nation. So, from the morning, really, as we started beforehand, as we know, psychologists tell us in times of stress, people can be more or easily agitated and fall into matzavei ruach, which are not healthy for anybody. So we have to be aware of that. And Sadashani, other rabbi, we could show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, us together with our families, that today, Friday, Erev Shabbos, we're preparing for Shabbos, we're by ourselves, do it, b'simcha, l'chobet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that created us, that watches over us, we're making a special preparation for Shabbos. If we have children, it's important to get them involved, but there's two steps. L'chatchila, we try to find something for every child, just fitting for his level, not put on him something that is too hard for him to do. But even if they don't cooperate, it's not a reason to get upset. Because getting upset means that I feel I am running the world. If people don't do what I do, they must suffer for me. And that's the opposite of Shabbos. Shabbos is all about, I am not controlling the world, Hashem is controlling the world. So whether there is cooperation or not cooperation, we stay in that cool, pleasant frame of mind, that we're all in this together. Another rabbi, we should give up the message to the family that this is not something that we have to do. We're not torturing ourselves to Kovat Shabbos. We're excited about doing this for Kovat Shabbos because we are so close to Melech Malchei and Lof HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's nogea to preparing for Shabbos and the students of Shabbos, Kamuvan. Also, Miris, beautiful thing. Like we said, we have family members, we have children. Try to interact with them. Here's some, maybe they heard a story of Dvar Torah. I'll just ask them that if they have any comments, make sure the matzav ruach is pleasant. Even the child is fighting with another child, it's a normal thing. You don't have to get totally involved in it. In other words, we have to put things in the right place, but we shouldn't get angry also. Bad enough that things are not 100%. We have to keep that, like we're saying, common, collective thing. Try to stress the point that the time that every one of us, including the children, should put an extra effort into showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu we want to behave in the way that Hashem wants us. Hashem wants us to be good to one another. The fast on Shabbos, like we're saying, is the time, the day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the day we sit back and realize that we're not active. We're passive. We're not doing any locus. Hashem is running the world. And we do that, then, like we said, with our preparations, our semiras, the Torah on Shabbos. We have more time at night now. Whenever we have time, it says learning Torah on Shabbos is 1,000 times more closer during the week. Take advantage of that also, because once again, we're closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The tefillahs, the extra tefillahs, try as much as we come on time, and mechaben to the tefillahs. And with this, if we able to, like I said, focus ourselves and realize what we're doing. Shabbos is a day where once again re-enhancing, strengthening our belief. The fact that Hashem created us, created the entire world. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, is always watching over us. With that, the Mitzvah Hashem will be able to say to the Menuchas HaShabbos. That's what Shabbos is all about. To have a day of peace of mind. And the Hanami, things, very hard things are going around. But we have Like we said, we had that on Simchas Torah. We'll continue that onwards. We're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we know that even though things are hard now, they're going in the right direction. Eventually, we'll get to the Gula by the fact that we're with Hashem. Yizrechem Yit Hashem. So Shabbos is real menucha that's going to bring us. Avin and Dover. Love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, appreciating Hashem, or love for one another. Emes Ramuna, granting our belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, recognition that Hashem is running the world. And with that, we'll be Zeichet to Shalom, Shalva, Hashkeit, Vaveta. On Shabbos itself, and Yit Hashem, Shabbos and the Torah Baruch Hu throughout the entire week, and throughout our lives. Amen. Thank you.